With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. and the United Kingdom are carrying out more airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Saturday, U.S. officials said the airstrikes hit 36 targets in 13 different locations, and that the strikes targeted underground weapons facilities. A top Houthi official promised to meet escalation with escalation following the attacks. Mississippi GOP Senator Roger Wicker says it may be time for the United States to deal a crippling blow to Iran's oil infrastructure.
Well, that would hit them in the pocketbook, and clearly we've been doing exactly the opposite for the entire 3 years of this Biden term. I mean, actually billions of dollars have flowed into their pocket.
An Iraqi militia leader is downplaying the U.S. strikes in Iraq. Correspondent Karen Shama says that.
Speaking to the Associated Press, Hussein al-Musawi, a spokesperson for Harakat al-Nujaba, one of the main Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, suggested a desire to cool down tensions in the Middle East. His comments come after the U.S. struck dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The air assault was the opening salvo of U.S. retaliation for a drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Attorney General Merrick Garland is recovering from back surgery. Earlier in the week, the Justice Department announced Garland was scheduled for a minimally invasive surgery Saturday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott will be joined by 14 other Republican governors in Eagle Pass on Sunday. It's for a news conference on border security. The governors are visiting Texas to show support for Abbott and his Operation Lone Star mission. This is SRN News. Amazon Prime produces a controversial cartoon. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
It's set in hell, makes Satan a sympathetic figure, and includes a cascade of profanity and sexual content. Amazon says it's aimed at adults, of course, but family advocates point out the kids will be attracted to it because it's animated, and it won't be hard for them to access it on their parents' account. The show, dubbed Has Been Hotel, has actually sparked backlash on social media, with a lot of Americans vowing to cancel their Amazon memberships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's influential Orthodox Church will fight the government's plans to legalize same-sex civil marriages. Church officials say they'll present their views to congregations nationwide and to lawmakers who will be debating the proposals. The Greek Orthodox Synod says while legislation is the job of parliament, that doesn't relieve the church of its duty to inform the faithful. This is SRN News. The South Carolina Senate approves a gun bill.
The bill would allow anyone who can legally own a gun to carry their weapon in public. The bill would also provide free gun training that is currently needed to get a concealed weapons permit and create an ad campaign letting people know about the open carry of weapons and the classes. Supporters estimate that this could cost the state at least $4 million. The Senate altered the House bill, so that chamber will have to approve the changes before the proposal can go to the governor. John Scott reporting.
A standardized test that's widely used for college admissions will look different this spring. Starting next month, the SAT will only be available digitally. The new test will also be shorter and adaptive, so questions will change depending on how a student performs as the test progresses. Students have the choice to take it on a laptop or tablet. Those who don't have access to either can apply through the College Board to have a device delivered to their location. More details at srnnews.com.